Good morning, good morning. This is Minister Cynthia Cox, reside here in the Bronx, New York. And this morning, I'm tagging today, we have joy. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Amen. Let us pray. We thank you, Father, for this waking us up this morning, Lord. And you know what we need. You know our needs. You know everything is in our hearts. We ask you to provide a solution to our important issues we're facing. We open our hearts to receive each and every blessing you send our way. Keep your hands on our lives, Lord. Thank you for the DSDLM family, Lord, for our opportunity, all this life. Thank you for Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, for their vision of 6 years at TMC Paul. Pray for the speaker that's going to download the information in our telecommunications sanctuary, Lord. Lord, pray for the people in the hospital and the nursing home. Go by, Lord. They need you this morning. Pray for the bereaved family. Pray for TMC Call and the family joining us, friends and family around the country joining us this morning. We praise you. We love you. We thank you, Jesus, for everything that you do for us, Lord. We can't do without you. We need you every hour, every day, Father God. Lord, we're going to go out with joy. Have joy everywhere we go, Lord. Let us all say, in the name of Jesus, let's say amen, amen. Host, are you there? Enjoy.
Yes, Minister Cynthia, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away. Thank you and have joy.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Cynthia from the Bronx, New York. We thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning and opening us up with the prayer. And I love that tag, Nothing But Joy Friday. We have to keep that in our minds, Nothing But Joy Friday. Thank you so much. And good morning to you, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I am so delighted and excited to seat and greet and say welcome to the Master's Call along with Minister Cynthia. And we thank God for each and every one of you joining us here on this Friday morning. And if this is your first time joining us, we say a special welcome to you because this is what we call our telecommunications sanctuary. We're so grateful that this call started back in October 2010. Yes, we are in our sixth season, and we're so excited that God has ordained this call just for each and every one of us to come together and have a relationship with him together. Now, again, this call was started back in 2010 by two, I tell you, anointed and appointed, and I tell you, on fire women of God, and they are none other than our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. This call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we just believe through the grace of God that each and every individual come on this call, receive what God has for them that particular day, each and every day. Now, we also invite you to invite your family and friends and your coworkers. Tell them to come and join us here on the Master's Call. Now, we also have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And believe it or not, all the messages from back in 2010 are there. So you can always go back and get a message from God. I tell you, it's a blessing. Now, what I really love is that we have a theme this year. It says, "In 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen." Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we want you to be a part with us as a greeter, such as what Minister Cynthia did, or as a host, which is what I'm doing, or you even may have a word from on high, and we definitely want to hear it. So submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. Now, we also encourage you to to send your prayer requests and your praise reports. But guess what? Today is Friday, so you can remain on the line today because you can verbally submit your prayer requests or your praise reports. We do have a second half today, and we definitely want to rejoice with you and pray with you. Now, many of us are part of a phenomenal God-ordained company, and it's a health and wellness company, which is Artist International, and it's now under the umbrella of Artist Life, and we're so thankful that the Diaz de Leon family has started this company over 26 years, and we are out helping people with their health and their wellness, and we're so grateful to God for it. Now, not only that is that all roads are going to Miami, Florida. Miami, Miami. We have a great evolution conference that's taking place on October 21st through the 23rd. And you can get your tickets today for $99, $99. I don't know how long that's going to last, but I tell you, you can go to artistlife.com, rather. That's events.artistlife.com, or go to your back office and get those tickets today for $99. And also, rooms are available for $89 per night. Can't beat it. So I tell you, get on board and get empowered at Artist Evolution Conference, which is held in Miami, Florida. Not only that we're interested, if you're interested in participating in the church service that's going to be held that Sunday on the 23rd, we definitely encourage you to do so and send your information to Dr. Vanessa at info@themasterscall.net, and we'll be so thrilled that you become a part of that church service. It's going to be powerful, I tell you. Now, after this call, too, we have the New Morning Motivational Call that's held every Monday through Friday after this call, and a team of great leaders are giving vital information each and every day. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Again, 294-617-POUND. Okay, well, guess what? We are ready to hear a word from on high. And I tell you, this powerful woman of God, every time she opens her mouth, I tell you, when I first heard her, I said, who is that? Because I was in Florida at the time and was on the call, and I heard her speaking, and I said, this powerful woman of God, she is definitely anointed. She is one of our co-founders, and that is none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts. I tell you, this woman of God is a native of Monticello, Mississippi. Mississippi chick, hallelujah! And she is the alumna of Alcorn State University. She is has been a chaplain. I tell you, I can go on, but I'm going to minimize this so we can hear a word. She has her Master's of Divinity. She has been a chaplain, like I mentioned, around the world as well as around the country, an Army chaplain. And she's been serving in the United States, Saudi Arabia, Germany, oh my goodness, so many different places. She has been, her and her husband, who's gone home to be with the Lord, has been serving all over as chaplains, and I tell you, they've been a blessing to the masses. She has been given so many different awards, the Bronze Star, the Meritorious Service Medal, the Army Service Ribbon, and Overseas Service Ribbon. And like I said, her and her husband have been married over 35 years, and he went on home to be with the Lord. They have two wonderful children, and that's Elisha Jr. and Devola, and they have five grandchildren. She has served for a season as the one and only ambassador of Artists International, and she is our co-founder, our friend, I'll tell you, our Dr. Super Fantastic, our Dr. Dimples, and I introduce to some, present to others, none other than our sister in Silver Creek, Mississippi, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Are you there, Dr. Roberts?
Oh, my goodness, goodness, goodness. How are you this morning, my dear Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell? I woke up this morning with you on my mind wondering if you had made it back to the ship off that road, and I'm so happy to hear your voice. You just don't know how happy I am to hear your voice this morning. How you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you for your prayers. Over to you, Dr. PK.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, to God be the glory. Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, good morning. And I thank God this morning for this joyous day. We're so happy that the joy of the Lord really is our strength. So I love your tag, Minister Cynthia Cox. I love this tag, Nothing But Joy Friday. And I claim it for my life today. I claim that the joy of the Lord is mine, and I am resting in the joy of the Lord today. I also want to honor and give thanks for our own pastor, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, on today. I absolutely love and appreciate her and pray to God that she is getting, squeezing some rest in. And I keep saying that word, R-E-S-T, today because I'm going to talk a little bit about it. Let us just go to the Lord in prayer. I just feel an urge down in my spirit, pushing my spirit for prayer today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today giving you thanks and just telling you, God, how much we love you. We want to open our mouths and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, you've been so good to us, Lord. You've blessed our soul, and you have opened so many doors for us. You have done so much for us that we can't tell it all. But we want to just pause to say, we are so grateful. We take nothing for granted today. We love you, we love you, we love you. And we give ourselves to you today. And we ask, God, that you speak to your people today as we open up your words, and that we all will not only hear the word. We love you today, Lord, and we bless your holy name. You all, this week has been so adventurous for me. It has been absolutely super fantastic. And you all know that that is my desire, to live a super fantastic lifestyle. And I work diligently at it every day. And so this week, the Lord has done so many things for us. This morning is ending our 10th day of the Daniel fast, and I had a lovely, lovely group of ladies who took the journey with me, and my soul is just bubbling up, as my son says, as my grandson says, when he sits on my vibrating chair, he's reclining, he says, Chi-Chi, this chair is just bubbling up. And so my life, I'm just bubbling up on the inside because it has been just full of nuggets. God has just given me so many nuggets and just so many blessings this week. And so I just want to share one as I enter into the word this morning. I had a call from a minister and his wife, and he says to me, you act like you don't remember me because you can't, you aren't connecting. That's what he said. You aren't connecting. And I said, well, I am so sorry. But if you would just help our old lady out, just help this chick out here, help me connect with you. And he said, when we were in Gießen in Germany in 1989, you came to preach at our church. And I even remember the sermon you preached, Chaplain Roberts. It was, let us, from the book of Hebrews. And I said, yep, That was one of my favorite sermons, and that was a sermon that my son loved so much. Yep, you got the right one here. And he went on to tell me so many things about my life down through the years, and he told me, I remember when you were in Memphis, Tennessee, at one of the convocations, and he told me about that, and told me what he saw about me on the Facebook, and told me this, and told me that. And I'm saying, Lord, he said, I have followed you on the sideline. And my wife and I are calling because we would like to be in business with you if you are still working Artist International. We were in 3 years ago, and we would like to come back in with you. And I said, oh, my God. Okay. You all, that led me to go back and read what I, you know, to search the scripture on what I had preached those many years ago. And, you know, you preach sermons, and well, if you've been, after you've been in the ministry like Pastor V and I have been, she does much, much better at compiling her messages. I write mine. If you all ask me where my message that I preached last week, I probably couldn't tell you. I'd have to dig around here and find it. She's not like that. She compiles everything. She keeps everything, you know. But I couldn't find that message from 1980. So I went back and read the word, right? And so in Hebrews 4, 9 through 11, the author here tells us, he doesn't tell us you ought to, I want you to, you must do. He says, let us, he encourages us, let us do three things. Rest, hold firmly to the Lord, and enter into God's, enter into the throne grace of God. Let us. And not the lettuce that we eat. You know, I know, I think that was kind of the theme that I used back then. I made it some kind of a lettuce sandwich. Yes, that was the name of it. Y'all listened to me. It was the lettuce sandwich. That's what I used back then. But I took that lettuce, you all, and I just worked on it a little bit. And because rest is so, so, so vitally important. I just took the very first one. It just kind of led me into doing something different, but something to take something old and make it new. So there is a special rest. This is Hebrews 4, 9 through 11. There is a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God had done after creating the world. So let us do all that we can to enter that rest. Let us just enter into this rest. I, you know, studied a couple of the versions of this scripture, and the Message Bible is the Bible that I really, really am enjoying right now in this season of my life. By the way, happy anniversary month, you guys. This is absolutely magnificent that we are now in the sixth year of praying and this prayer call. Let us do what? Let us enter into rest. I may do some more on the other two, may not. Don't count me out. Count me on that, because the Lord is doing so many new things with me. I thought I was going to finish up something that I started earlier, but he took me right here. You know, years ago, I wrote this book, Rest is a Spiritual Thing. And I believe that the reason that God is calling me back to deal with rest on this week is because we really need to understand how important resting in the Lord really is. Now, I just saw on Facebook last night, Tommy, I can't remember Tommy's last name, this movie star died this week, yesterday, and folks was saying R.I.P., rest in peace. I know that's what that means. We think of eternal rest as resting in peace. But I believe that we need to not only think of it as resting in peace after we are dead and gone, like a lot of people have told me as I have worked this network marketing business, baby, you can rest in your grave. You need to get out here and work, work, work. Well, the Bible says that I believe that we can have a deep Sabbath rest as well. When you get that eternal rest, you're resting from your labor, sickness. There will be no more sin, you all. That's going to be an awesome kind of rest. Resting from your suffering and all hardships of this earth. That's what eternal rest is all about. And there are some places where we have to really preach that. You know, like when I went to Africa and I saw how much suffering there was and how the preachers there preached about eternal rest more than they did about earthly rest on this side, because they see no way of alleviating all of that hurt, pain, and suffering. Well, over here in the West, we talk about the Sabbath rest a little bit, but the truth of it is, what do? We work, 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 work. That's what we do over here, to tell the truth. But I'm here to tell you this morning, number one, God deeply values rest. He values it so much that he told Moses to make it one of the Ten Commandments. We need to set apart a day of rest, a day to worship God, a day that he says it is a holy act. Somebody ought to say, holy, holy act for us to rest in the Lord. You see, I find value about producing something as opposed to the sheer value of who I am in God. Why do I mention that? Well, one time, a couple of times, but I'm going to just talk about this one time. I had a serious fatigue break. And my doctor says, either you go in the hospital and I put you to rest in a hospital bed, or you be a big girl and take your own rest in a hotel. He's telling me to take a retreat. He didn't know how to tell me in those words. But he said, you need to get away. You've got to rest. If you don't rest, you're going to break completely down. You're already fragmented from work. And I said, but if I don't produce something, if I'm not working and doing something, I don't feel any value. So you know what he had to do is send me to behavioral health to help me connect the value of producing something with the value of just being who I am in God, just who I am. We are so special just because we are children of God. We are valuable. Somebody say, I'm valuable because I have accepted Jesus Christ in my life. I am somebody special because I am a member of this kingdom of God, not because of what I produce, not because of what I do, not because of what I can show that I have produced, but because I am a child of the King. So I'm going to ask you this question. Does your body need rest? Does your mind need rest? Does your soul need rest? Well, I'm here to tell you, if you are not keeping the Sabbath, if you are not taking one day of rest, you are tired. Psalms 37:7 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently on him. When I had the fatigue break, and I don't talk about it much, I could not sleep, you all. Why? Because my mind raced at night when I got in bed, thinking about all the things that I had to do the next day. I would all through the night be jotting down to-do notes for the next day. I didn't have good rest. I was waiting for the telephone to ring at any time because I pride myself in being available 24/7. After all, I was a good chaplain. You could call me any time of the day or night, and I was going to grab that phone, jump up, put my BDUs on and my boots, and I was on my way. Hey, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you that there is nothing godly about allowing your mind to rest like that and unable to sleep so that your body can be recreated and recovered so that you can get up in the morning, break the fast of the night of not eating, and yes, up and down to their refrigerator eating and going on because I was worrying and stuff. Oh, God, please forgive me, I pray. God is so loving and so kind. I love it when he says, wait patiently on him. Wait patiently on him. Because the closer I got to God, the nearer I drew to him, the nearer I got to God, the more I learned to rest in his promises. Rest in his promises. His promise, I will supply your every need. Rest in his provision. I'm the God who owns all things. Rest in knowing that God is faithful. I belong to God. I'm his child. And he has never been an absentee father. He has never been a God who has never supplied my needs. Well, I need to get on through with this because my time is running out. Let's run on over here to Matthew 11:28. It says, come to me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I guarantee you that
Dr. PK, are you there? We lost you. Well, we're going to go on. I tell you, that's a powerful, powerful message. And can everyone hear me? I hope you can. I tell you, God is so good because that is a powerful message, resting in him. Dr. PK, can you hear me? Her call probably dropped.
She hasn't come back on, but if you'll go on.
Okay.
We'll get to it when she comes back. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. Well, we're so grateful to God for that powerful message. We did get the message that we should rest. Rest in the Lord. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Praise God. Father God, we thank you so much for this opportunity and this powerful message, Lord God, that you have given us to rest in you, O God. We come to realize, Lord, that it's in you that we live, move, and have our very being. Father God, we thank you for the anointing that you have placed on each and every individual on this call, O God, that we will do the work that you called us to do, Lord God, and that when you speak to our hearts and our minds to rest, Lord God, we will hear you, and we will do as you have instructed. We thank you, Father, for this powerful woman of God who have given us this message, Lord God, that we should rest in you. Let us pray before you. Let us come together before you. Let us rest in you, Father God, and come to realize, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue rise against us will cease. We thank you, Father God, for the people of God that are going through trying times right now, such as illness and sickness. We speak to that illness with the blood of Jesus. We call Kendra Carter healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, for your anointing on every individual. People I may know, some I may not know, Lord God, but you know. So we are calling them healed, Father God, because you said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, that we could speak to the mountain and it shall move in Jesus' name. You said when two or three come together, touching and agreeing on anything, you're in the midst. Lord God, we ask comfort for Artemise Wicker, Lord God, and her family, Lord God, with the homegoing of her husband. We thank you, Father God, for wrapping your loving arms around her, oh God, and the family like never before. We thank you, oh God, that you are going to use this trying time, Lord God, for your glory. And we thank you, Father God, for every good and perfect gift coming from you and being bestowed upon the Wicker family in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, those that are going through bereavement, Father, that I'm unaware of, Lord God, comfort the family. And we thank you, Father, that it's done not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the true and living God. We thank you, Father, for speaking your spirit of truth around the conference, oh God, your anointing on the conference, your anointing on the people that are going, the traveling mercies for those that are traveling, Father. We thank you even for the traveling mercies upon those that are traveling this day, Lord God. We thank you for doing the work, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit in Jesus' name. Well, TMC family, we love and appreciate you. Stay on the line because we are going into part two of this wonderful service, I call it, and we will take your prayer requests and your praise reports. Now, remember, the conference is coming up October 21st through the 23rd, and if you're interested in being a part of the service, please contact Dr. Vanessa at info@themasterscall.net. Okay, we really appreciate your service. And also, the New Morning Motivational Call, they'll be talking about I forgot the topic, but anyway, they'll be speaking on getting your business going today, motivational day today, okay? And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294-617-pound on retail. That's what it is, on retail. Well, I thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting everyone this morning, and thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for that powerful message this morning. And I will now turn the call over to our other co-founder of this powerful service, we call it, and that is none other than our phenomenal Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon out of PV, Texas. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am, but our co-founder is on. I'm going to let her close us out in prayer.
She is on.
Yeah, you did drop off at 27 after, so I don't know who is helping you, but if you could close us out in prayer, please. We're going to go rest. And thank you for that awesome, awesome word.
Pastor V, did I drop off when I was doing? What was I saying? Just tell me.
You were really kind of coming to your third close by then. And so if you just, it was a powerful, powerful word, and we all got it. So you could close us.
Well, I am. So do you want me to open up for the prayer line?
Please. But we want to do the benediction first and then to open up for the prayer line, please.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I am so thankful to you today. I am so grateful, Lord, for your word on rest and how you are not allowing us to just give up on it. Now we ask that your grace, your mercy, and your sweet rest be with each of us as we go from to our prayer. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now if Pastor Z, you are just so awesome. I promise you, when I grow up, I'm going to be just like you, just catching on.
Anyway.
everybody, we are, this is our praise and prayer time. This is when we give our praises, our praise reports, and I tell you, I could just spend the whole hour just talking to you about what God has done for me just this week. But we are also here to receive prayer requests as well. And if you would *6 and 1, come into the queue and share with us briefly what it is that the Lord has done for you or what you would like for us to pray with you about in corporate prayer. The lines are open. Pastor V and I are here, and we are here to minister to you in prayer.
Let me start off because we know our prayer general was traveling, and she did not know. We did lift up Ms. Artemise, and we'll be praying earnestly for her with the homegoing of her husband, but we also want to lift up Minister Vicky. Oh, I called her minister. I have to tease her. Miss Vicky Humphrey there in Dallas with the homegoing of her mother. Her mother just took a real turn on Friday, and she had been by her bedside every day since last week, and she did transition yesterday. So we want to keep Vicky Humphrey and the Humphrey family there in Dallas lifted up in prayer. And as she did say, for us to continue to pray for Kendra Carter. We want to keep her in prayer. She's going through her chemotherapy. Her will is strong, so we want to keep up our prayers for her to feel the prayers of her artist family. And we are definitely praying for the upcoming conference a week from today. Many of us will already be there, so a lot of us, like myself, will be headed out to fly there and just real excited about this Artist Evolution Conference. Still plenty of time for those of us who want to volunteer to let me know. We want to pray this morning also for our speaker, which will be none other than Minister Terry King of Sugarland, Texas. So we want to cover him in prayer as he prepares a word from the Lord for us there on that Sunday morning. So with that being said, Dr. PK, the first one in queue is 7467. Good morning. Welcome to our time of prayer and praise report this Friday. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. It's Camila. I just want to say thank you. Good morning. I just want to say thank you to everyone, again, always for this prayer line, and I want to say thank you for the message that was brought forth this morning. I have been struggling lately with resting, just doing so much as a single mother and also doing ministry. You do find yourself just doing everything and not resting. So I'm thankful for the God. Someone just called me. Kevin called me this morning and was talking to me about my children resting and me resting and us getting on track and all these things. So I know that God's speaking to me, and that's why I love the Lord, because you'll pray and you don't know how you're going to get the answer or how fast or how long it'll take, but he always sends the answer. So I'm thankful for the word this morning. I'm thankful for this prayer line, just asking for continuous prayer for me as a mother to be in order and to rest, because my children will follow behind me, and also for Artel and again, my daughters. I just send a special prayer for Artel, as you always do, Dr. Weatherspoon, and just for our whole family and for Kevin and Natalie, always the co-parenting, and for children to be protected, and also for this presidency, for God's will to be done in this presidency. Thank you, and I love the prayer line.
All right. Well, we love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. We appreciate you. Now, where do you live? Are you in the Savannah area?
I'm in Augusta, Georgia.
Georgia. How are you all affected by Matthew?
Well, we were supposed to get it, but we didn't, so they actually evacuated the people from Savannah to our schools here. So our schools closed, and the whole city came together and, you know, donated and went down to the schools and helped the people. And it's just this city, I see God worked. When I tell you God worked, you know, sometimes we look at a storm as something that's horrible, but God always has a message and a plan, and the way that the people came together helped. You know, God's people know that in the time of trouble, you have to help your neighbor, and so I think it was a bigger message through this than just a storm. So I was thankful for that. The city came together, and it was just a beautiful sight. So,
Man, that's a powerful praise report right there.
Yeah, that's an awesome praise report.
Thank you, thank you. All right, Dr. PK, there is no one else in the queue as of yet. Again, all you have to do is hit *6, then 1, and come into the queue. This is a time that we specifically set aside so that we can hear your prayer request as well as your praise reports. We do know the power of corporate prayer, and as the word reminds us in Deuteronomy 32, that 30th verse says, one could put 1,000 to flight, but two could put, I love this kind of math, 10,000 to flight, and it is well more than two people on this prayer line this morning. So we want to give you ample time again to hit *6 then one. And again, we want to thank our mouthpiece with the message this morning. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. PK, for reminding us to rest and let us. I tell you, you know, we don't realize when we give words how that was an anchor for someone all those years when you ran into them, a message that ministered. So even with your book that talks about rest, we so appreciate you. And thank you for that on-time word today. Well, no one else has come in the queue, so we'll go on and have our time of intercession. Did you want to continue on, or did you want me to?
I would like to, and I'd like to ask that you pray for the for me today, this weekend. We are having our homecoming at Alcorn this weekend, which I would like to go to. I haven't been. And but I also have my you know, my garage sale beginning today with fish sandwiches and all that. Sister and I just hate you and aren't gonna be here, and so we are praying that God will just show me and help me do what I need to do with these people coming. But in addition to that, our 45th class reunion is going to be the weekend of the conference, and we are praying for the conference, but I ask that you all pray for the class of 1973. It is 45 years, and we're going to have the picnic here at the Joy Retreat Center. And so we are asking for serious prayer for our coming together, that the Lord will just help us to reunite in such a powerful way that we can pray each other through the next chapter, this next chapter in Book of Our Lives. With that being said, I just want to thank you guys so, so very much for all that you do and how you support this call and love Pastor V and I. And as we continue, this is our sixth year, as we continue this journey, we are asking that the Lord will continue to send those who are wanting to be frontline prayer warriors, because Sister Camille said it correctly when she said we absolutely need to be praying for the United States right now. Let us go to God in prayer. Almighty God, you are so awesome. There is no other God like you. You are God who gives us our provision. Yes, you do. And you are a provider. You have never left us. You've never forsaken us. You've kept us. You've rocked us steady down through the years. If we just pause and think about what you've done for us, God, it's impossible for us not to be thankful. So with joyful hearts, we come to you today saying, thank you, God. We love you so much. We bless your name for your goodness and your mercy. For those who've called in and asked that we pray for them, God, we pray diligently for them right now. We pray for Miss Artemis, Lord. We ask that you bless she and her family in the death of her husband of many years. We ask, God, that you bring comfort and fill the void. We pray for Sister Vicki Humphreys, who was faithful to her mother. You said that if we honor our parents, that we will definitely be blessed. Bless her as only you can, and bless the family in this time of loss. We pray for the Chase family, Lord. Pray for Pastor Nadine and her children now in the home going of her husband. Bless them, God, as only you can in Jesus' holy name. We thank you for keeping them and rocking them as only you can. Now, not only these three do we pray and bless, we ask that you bless all of those who are dealing with grief in Jesus' name today. It can be such a painful thing, God, but you, God, know how to minister salve to the wound. Do it, God, in Jesus' name. We pray and lift up Sister Kedra today, who has been dealing with this illness a long time. But I'm so happy, Lord, that all diseases must bow to the name of Jesus. Cancer, you must bow to the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy God, that as we are aware and we recognize this month, Cancer awareness, and as we recognize domestic violence and that it exists, Lord, help us to recognize even more that you are a God who supersede all of this, and that Jesus, you took all this mess to the cross, and we come to the cross with these burdens, and we place them there so that we can rest in you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you that we don't need to carry this on our shoulders. God, we lift up the conference today. We lift up the conference and those who are preparing for Orlando, those who cannot see their way now, help them to know that you've already made the way. Give them the faith to have faith in you. Give them the faith in knowing that you are God who supplies every need. Give them the faith to follow you, knowing that you have taken care of everything before they ever pack their bags to go. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. I decree and declare, God, that this conference will be better than any conference that they have ever entered into. I thank you and I glory in you, God, for the release of your anointing on that conference room right now before they ever get there. I thank you for giving our minister, Terry King, a word for your people, and that you will give him the holy boldness to present the word and to deliver the word. Now, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Sister Camilla this morning down there in Augusta. We thank you, Lord, that you are protected and kept them from hurt and danger. Again, you are showing us that you are our protector and our provider. And God, she has such a wonderful prayer request that she is praying for Kevin and Natalie and all children everywhere. Protect our children everywhere, in the classroom, on the school buses, as they're walking to school, everywhere, God. Your eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Keep your eyes on our children, Lord, and protect them from hurt, harm, and danger. Keep them in the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for it today. And God, I pray that you send the people here today who you would have come here, and that they will find treasures here as they find joy here, as they shop till they drop right here. God, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now I pray a special blessing over my dear sister, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, as she continues to rock this boat steady, as she continues to bless the artist family, as she continues to minister to Mother Josie. I ask God that you be the wind beneath her wing, but in the midst of all of it, I ask that she will release and rest in Jesus' holy name. I love you, thank you, and give you the praise for all things. Amen and amen. I ask that you guys go out. I encourage you to go out today and live a super fantastic life, giving God the glory and letting him know without a shadow of a doubt that you will take your Sabbath and rest. Bye-bye.